This is the Daily Shift, and it is Thanksgiving week. For some people are like, what? It's not Thanksgiving week. Well, it also depends on where you're listening. But wherever you're listening, I hope it is a fantastic week. Hope you enjoy the holidays if it's a holiday for you. And I hope you enjoy your holidays in general. I'm going to be playing some rewinds. For example, the Thanksgiving games. But that does not mean that this isn't live right here, right now. And I want to talk about something. Since we're going to be dealing with the holidays, during Thanksgiving, you always say, like, what you're thankful, what you're thankful for, you know? Because we all have something to be thankful for at some point in our life, whether it be your birth, your birthday, your friends, your family, your car, your shoes, your socks, having a roof over you, whatever the case may be. So I want to bring up the past a little bit here. Why? Because I think this story is hilarious. Now, this was before I was born, but every time I hear this story or every time I think about this story, I think it's hilarious. So, my brother, huge gamer, loves video games. And my dad is like, he doesn't play video games. I mean, that was before his time and things like that. So Street Fighter 2, for those of you, this part right here is for gamers. For those of you who know what Street Fighter 2 is, not the newer ones, or I don't know what they're on right now, like 7, 8, I don't know. But Street Fighter 2, the old school. On Super Nintendo, if I'm not mistaken. Super Nintendo, Street Fighter 2. My brother asked my dad to play. And, you know, at that point, my brother was the only child. So my dad was like, yeah, of course, I'll play with you. And, you know, my brother set up the console and popped in the game. And then, like, my dad was like, so what is this? This is a Street Fighter. Okay, so we're fighting each other. My brother was like, yeah, you know, little kid. Like, yeah, we're fighting each other. And my dad, if you've listened to any other previous show, you know a little bit about my father. And he was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna pick the boxer dude. Oh, well, no, my brother picked Ryu, one of the main characters. He picked Ryu. And my dad was like, okay, oh, I'm gonna pick the boxer guy. I'm gonna pick the boxer guy. Oh, you don't messed up now. And so they start playing whatever the sound is, you know. And the match starts. Now, my dad knows nothing about video games. Zero. So he doesn't know that there's, like, you know, powers and all the power-ups and whatever else, any video game. He just knows that he hears noises coming from, like, the other room whenever my brother was playing. And the match starts, and the first thing my brother does is throw a fireball. And if you're wondering who the boxer guy is, it's Balrog. Or Balrog, whatever. He was supposed to be M. Bison, but then they had to change it because it was supposed to be like Mike. Anyway, my brother shoots a fireball, and it hits my dad's character Balrog, and then like he hits the ground. Of course, he's not dead. Like, it just loses a little bit of health. But my dad pauses the game. And he's like, "What was that?" He's like, "What was that?" My brother's like, "Oh, I shot a fireball." And my dad throws the controller down. He's like, "Oh, I thought we were going to fight. Oh, I thought we were going to fight each other. Oh, forget it." Like, he just quits. He just straight up quits because he doesn't know about, like, video games, like the little powers and stuff. So he just throws the controller down. He's like, "Oh, I thought we were going to fight." And, like, The thing about this story is, like, it crushed my brother because it was like, my dad doesn't want to play with me. But at the same time, like, I know my dad, and he's like, oh, I thought we were going to be fighting each other. Like, he thought, like, fisticuffs style, like, or whatever. And like, I'm just like, no, like, for me, this story is hilarious because it just shows, like, you know, I don't know. Like, my dad was willing to, like, and don't get me wrong, like, he's willing to do stuff. Like, he'll take us fishing and bowling and, like I said, if you've listened to any of the previous episode, he even, to this day, I asked him how my coach was doing. He was like, oh, yeah, he's in a different league. But, you know, like, he knows my football coach, and he knew my football coach, and that was the worst moment. I wish that never happened. Well, while I was there, like, while I was playing football, I wish that never happened. But, oh, so this is your dad, huh? Oh, please don't let this happen. Is this happening right now? Please don't. Somebody shake me so I can wake up from this nightmare. But no, like, he, like, after that, he did not play video games. Now he, like, when it comes to, like, I asked him, like, I don't think he's ever played a video game with me. Like, even when it came to, like, wrestling and stuff like that, like the wrestling games, you know, like, even though they were like, they were pretty much, like, there weren't superpowers or anything like that. It was just the finishers and the finishers from the actual TV show and stuff like that, or that program. Sorry. But, yeah, no, I can't recall a time that we played video games. But, like, I mean, like I said, like, football was something that we always, like, bonded over and things like that. I just wanted to bring up the past because it's just, like, there's so much that, like, it affects people differently. Like, obviously, that didn't affect me as much as my brother. He still loves video games. But he was like, well, I can't play video games with my dad. And that was something, like, my brother wasn't, like, a jock or anything like that. He didn't play football or, like, he was more into building, like, computers. And like, I mean, at that point, like, I think all of us had, like, our things. Like, my sister would be super into books. My brother would be building computers and, like, into IT. So is my sister, and so am I. Like, we're all into, like computers in our own way and things like that, not just video games. Like, my brother built his own arcade cabinets, you know? Like, his own arcade cabinets. Oh, my Jeebus. I can't even find the phone. There it is. All right. People trying to call for Thanksgiving and trying to... Didn't I just hang that up? Why is it still ringing? All right. There we go. All right. It's all under control, people. Relax. The alarm has been disabled. It's like that Inspector Gadget episode. If anyone's ever seen Inspector Gadget, it's like, this will explode after you throw it in the trash. Will, like, explode in 10 seconds. By the way, what was the purpose of that? Like, I know he's, like, an inspector, like, slash spy or whatever. He's clearly a very bad, like, spy. But then it was like, this will explode in 10 seconds. Why can't it just, like, incinerate in your hands? Like, you couldn't figure that. You can make it explode, but you can't make it just, like, dissolve in your hand. Anyway, different question for a different day. This segment has already gone on long enough. And it makes zero sense, so we're going to figure this out, possibly edit some of this stuff out. But you know what? I like it the way it is. Why? Because it's authentic, and as authentic as me telling you to have a fantastic holiday season, whatever holiday you celebrate. And if you're not celebrating any holidays at all, then just have a fantastic week. If you listen to me on the Wisdom app, you can hear me on the 24th. I believe it's the 24th. It's this upcoming Friday. You can listen to me there. I'm going to be talking with another individual on the Wisdom app. We're going to be talking about Kung Fu Panda 2. We just talked about Kung Fu Panda, the first movie, about a week or two ago. So now we're going to be talking about Kung Fu Panda 2. And then in December, you'll be able to hear, if you listen on the Wisdom app, you'll be able to hear what day it's going to be. We're going to be talking about The Wiz. That's right, The Wiz. So watch these movies. If you want to chime in on the conversation, join in, have a little bit of fun. It's going to be 10 a.m. Eastern time. on this upcoming Friday, the 24th. With that being said, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do something. Who knows what we're going to do? Why? Because it's the Daily Shift. Nobody ever knows. I don't think there's ever a plan in place. But this is the perfect time to go. You know the many ways to listen. CastBox, iTunes Music, Stitcher, Apple Music, Amazon Music. Tons of many ways to listen, yet so little time. This is the Daily Shift, and we'll see you right after the break for the question of the day.
Madness the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Cause day and night, the lonest owner seems the freest mind at night.
I eat my dinner in my bathtub, then I go to sex clubs, watching free.
This is the Daily Shift, back with more of what I would consider entertainment. I don't think anyone else considers it that. People are like, what is this? Why are we even? But once you listen, it's like a YouTube video that just for some reason it never stops. I hope I pop up in an algorithm somewhere. Oh, that was another. Anyway, that's a different conversation. The algorithm, AI, sentience, and all that kind of stuff we were talking about, AI being sentient and the conversation that was had earlier. I wanted to talk about the question of the day, which is simply, do you have an embarrassing memory? I don't consider my memories embarrassing. Like, I think they're like, I look back at them and I think they're kind of funny. Like, for example, like, now there are people out there who have ripped their pants. Now there's the natural rip, you know, maybe you bend over to grab something. Maybe you get hooked on the door handle. Or, that's happened to me before. There's many ways to rip your pants, but I've ripped my pants and not just being like, for whatever, it feels like the door handle reaches out and grabs my pants at some point, but I'm talking about, there's a moment in middle school, and if my parents are listening to this, this never happened, but it did happen. We were supposed to be in class. I'm going to phrase it like this. We were supposed to be in class, but we did not go to class, me and a couple of friends. And this is the same group of friends that I told the coconut story about, by the way. Same group of friends. And we went over to the fence or whatever. And like the fence, of course, the school is like a good ways away from the fence. So we ran to the fence and then like we tried to jump it as fast as we could. And it's a big fence. And you know how they had those prongs that are shaped like a V at the top of the fence? They didn't have barbed wire. Like it wasn't, you know, they didn't have barbed wire up there, but it might as well have been. And we jumped the fence. And like we were very like we were good at it. Like that, at that point we could have been Spider-Man, like, except for one. Like he probably couldn't have been Spider-Man. He would have been identified immediately. Are you Spider-Man? No, I'm not Spider-Man. No, this looks exactly like you. This, but anyway, he jumps the fence and he gets hooked. No, not he. Sorry. I get hooked. Sorry, I apologize. I get hooked. And on top of that, I don't know why those things are so sharp, because I think I got like cut, not deep, but I got like cut on the back of my leg because it like caught me and then it ripped my pants. And then like, I was just like, and I don't remember if I had a key at that time, to get back inside my house. I think at that point, like I was still waiting for like my parents to get home or whatever. They're like, oh, once he gets out of school, we'll be home. I don't remember, but I remember I remember ripping my pants, and it wasn't small either. It wasn't like, oh. You remember the sweater trick? Tying your sweater around your pants? Yeah. Well, I didn't really have to do that. I did that at that moment until I got back, and then, like, we just chilled and played video games. But still, like, it's the explanation that has to come later. Like, how did you rip your pants? You know us kids. Hey, give me a high five. No? Like, but no, like, I did rip my pants. I wish I'd known what I know now, so that way I can just stitch them back together. No, I wouldn't stitch those. That was a huge gash. But yeah, no, like, I mean, who else has had something embarrassing happen to them? Because I know everybody has their story. I know for a fact, when I was in elementary school, somebody I don't know if that was sweat, or, you know, they really had to go to the bathroom and they couldn't make it. I'm going to just leave that story at that. And you guys, and let your imagination roam wild. There's always a poop joke in this show. I don't know how I managed to fit it in, but I do. Yeah. And that's why I don't like white pants. When people wear white pants and stuff, I'm like, there's only one ending for this, and it's always bad. Like, and actually, there was one, like, in high school, there was a girl that I liked, and I know her name, but I'm not going to say. Actually, there's tons of Catherines out in the world, so her name was Catherine, and she wore white pants one time, and then I immediately lost interest in her because of that, because of when I was in elementary school. That's all that I could remember. And I'm like, you're going to have those pants are not going to look good at some point. Like, and they were like, how would I describe them? You know, like when you, okay, soda caps are probably not like the best description, but yeah, those are like a soup. They were like really white, they were like really, really white, like to the point where the sun was bouncing off of them. But no, whenever I see somebody in white pants, I'm like, that's all that I can think about. Like, you know, like, that's why it's interesting. I want to walk around with like a psychiatrist and like have them like talk to people like, what's a traumatizing experience for you or whatever, or like, what's a great memory for you? And also have their friend present and have them think of the same memory. Because there's been times where, like, a friend has brought up to us, like, remember that one time, my friend fell in the pool or something? Like, oh, remember that one time I slipped in the pool and fell? Oh, that was so embarrassing because it was in front of a girl I liked. And then, like, one of our friends could be like, oh, I don't even remember that, dude. Like, you know, that stuff is always, like, interesting because it's some stuff is traumatizing to other people, but some stuff is it doesn't even register with you. And on that note, it's kind of like when somebody, you know, from like in movies and stuff like that, which is coming up, by the way, that's the next segment. When you see those movies where a bully comes up to your front door and then it's like, oh, like, hey, I just wanted to apologize for the way I treated you in grade school or whatever. And then the person's like, oh, thank you. Like, I want to see the movie where the person at the door doesn't remember. It's like, who are you? Like, cool. Thanks, I guess. Don't know who you are, but I don't even know how you found my address. Like, dude, like, I want to see that scene, you know, because that seems a little bit more realistic. Like, people move on with their lives, you know. Like, yes, like I mentioned before, some people may remember certain things because it's scarring, you know, but some people may just move on with their lives. Maybe that's not something significant to them, you know? So that kind of stuff always interests me as I get ready to thrown the soundboard onto the ground by accident. I have too many chords here. Well, while I fix these chords, I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into the entertainment, but that will be the last segment you hear. The next segment you hear will probably be, hopefully be, the game segment. I if I'm not mistaken, there is a Thanksgiving game that I have here. And hopefully you all enjoy it. Hopefully you all enjoy the show. Hopefully you all enjoy the week and your holidays. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and see you after the break. Keep it locked. This is The Daily Shift. We are back. I am Clutch, and of course, I am joined by Cloudy.
Hey, yeah.
And Corin.
Hey, hey.
And we have a game for you all today. It is Mad Lib, Thanksgiving style.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited. I want to know what we're going to say, some crazy stuff this time.
It's going to get better every single time. I found a really good one, and I'm excited for it. I can't lie. I would be a little bit more excited if I had my pen ready. Like, where? Oh, it's sitting, like, right next to the microphone. I'm not even... Okay. So, you know how the game works. I'm going to call one of your names, and then... Of course, you're going to give me what the line says. So, first, we're going to start out with Cloudy. Holiday.
Yeah.
Give me a holiday.
Thanksgiving.
Okay. I need a person. Looking at you, Corin.
You need a person, just any person?
Yes, a person. Any person.
Tom Cruise.
Okay. I need a family... What does it say? Family relation. Cloudy.
Grandma.
Okay. We need an adjective. Corin.
What isn't that? Sorry, you need an adjective. What is an adjective? I'm putting a blank here. A descriptive word. Let's go with sweet. Sorry.
Okay. No, you're good. You're good. Schoolhouse Rocks. Oh, this one falls on me. Okay. I need to put in an adjective. Okay, we need an animal. That's me again. okay. We need a sport. Cloudy.
Hockey.
Okay, we need a... exclamation. That's me.
I was going to say, don't give me any of the grammar ones or math questions or anything like that, yeah?
We need a noun. Cloudy.
Don't ask me for nouns.
You're lucky. I thought it was going to land on you. Cloudy, we need a noun.
Wall.
You said wall?
Yeah.
Okay, we need a number. Corin.
Let's go with 3.
3. All right, we need an animal. Cloudy.
Dog.
This is a long one. All right, we need food.
cloudy.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Roast chicken. Roast chicken.
Roasted. That's so specific. All it's we're doing is making people hungry so far. It's better when it's roasted. We need flavor. Cloudy.
Lemon and herb.
Lemon and herb. Okay, we need... Just did that. We need a noun. Corin.
Let's go with... let's go with a place. Let's go with outside.
And we need, what is that? A family relation. Cloudy.
Brother.
We need a noun. Cloudy.
Parking garage.
Okay, and I got the last one, which is holiday. okay. Now for the big reveal of our mess. So, today we are celebrating Thanksgiving dinner at Tom Cruise's house, when we arrived, my grandma greeted us with a big, sweet kiss. Kisses are so buttery. Kisses are so buttery. Now we're just waiting for the pig to come out of the oven. My dad was watching hockey on TV. He always shouts fudge on TV. He always shouts fudge when the team scores. A wall? What? yes. Only three more minutes until the dog will be ready to eat. So now it's a dog that we're eating. Oh, no. Great job. Oh, wow. I wonder if my mom will try the roast chicken. we'll try the roast chicken first. My grandma makes the best lemon herb pie. That's disgusting. It smells like outside. That doesn't sound appetizing. Much better than my brother. He smells like a parking garage. Happy Russian May Day.
Wow. That was something.
That's the mess that we all made together, and I hope you're proud of yourselves.
At Tom Cruise's house.
With that being said,
also,
ladies.
So why was my grandma there before we even got there? That's suspicious.
I don't know. Why is she making a lemon herb pie? Why are you allowing her to make a lemon herb pie? You said delicious.
I'm sorry.
You said it smells much better than my brother. No, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed our mad look. It was a mess, but we managed to make some fun of it. And hopefully you had fun. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back. This is your daily shift. You don't want to miss a beat right here on Outside the Box Radio.
Hand fits in mine like it's made just for me. But bear this in mind, it was meant to be.
Welcome back to the Daily Shift. I thank you all for joining me on this fantastic Monday, this fantastic start of the week. As we get ready for the holidays, one thing I'm going to be doing is giving out food like sandwiches and chips and beverages to the less fortunate. That's one of the things I'm going to be doing this weekend. And I hope everybody finds it in their heart to do something kind, something nice. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture, just something, you know, because some people out there, they don't have, they feel like they don't have anything to be thankful for. So let's give them something to be thankful for, you know. Let's go out there and do our part and help those less fortunate. One thing I can't help is this movie that I'm going to talk about, Quick and the Dead. Fantastic cast, but the movie itself, just at on a scale of 1 to 10, The Quick and the Dead has Leonardo DiCaprio in it, a young Leonardo, I think before Titanic even. I'm going to give that movie, you know, it wasn't that bad, but I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10, and that's being generous, because it's the giving season. Oh, see what I did there? Brought her full circle. Anyway, I hope everyone go and watch a movie with somebody. Watch a movie with a friend, family member, a loved one. Watch it with your dog, even your cat, gerbil, hamster, whatever you have. If you have an eagle, I'm jealous and I want one. How'd you do it? I really do want an eagle. Like, that'd be awesome. Come to me, Falcor. That's right. I'm naming my eagle Falcor. Why don't you just get a falcon and name it Falcor? Because an eagle just seems a lot more awesome. But I'm going to go, so that way you folks can go and start prepping for your week. If you are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving, I know you have a lot of prep to do. Get ready for the family, get ready for the friends, whatever you got to do. That being said, if it is Monday night for you, then good night. If it's Tuesday morning, you're getting ready for the day, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you next time. And I'm in love with you. And all these little things, I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if it's true, it's you, it's you, they add up to, I'm in love with you.